This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing-based MEA spokesman Doug Pratt on this first day of school says the districts across the state still have not finalized contracts with teachers. But he tells WILS's Tony Conley that educators continue to do their jobs.
About half of the contracts across the state are unsettled right now. But the teachers and other school employees are focused on what's important today, and that's the students.
Students in the Lansing School District also back in class today, with Eastern High School on the state's list of most underperforming schools. Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace tells WILS today that it's not as bad as you might think.
They made remarkable gains this past year, and they should be commended for that, despite the appearance of not making it.
What will President Obama's proposed $100 billion research and development tax credit for business mean for Michigan? Congressman Mike Rogers says he likely won't support the plan since it will have no impact on small businesses. Rogers speaking on WILS.
Nothing takes the pressure off of these folks. And creating a new government fund to loan money is a serious mistake. It hasn't worked in the past. It's not going to work now.
Gas prices in Lansing continue climbing up another 10 cents last week to an average $2.79 a gallon. And Ingham County officials confirming that as of November 1st, entrance into Solden Dog Park will require a fee, an annual pass costing $40. On this first day of classes for the Lansing School District, Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace speaks out in support of Eastern High School, ranked among the state's most underperforming schools. Wallace tells WILS things are looking up despite what you may be hearing.
When you have percentage increases between 12 and almost 28%, you have to applaud the efforts of that staff.
Meanwhile, a new survey finding most retailers seeing lower sales numbers in July than in June during the early part of the back-to-school season. But Michigan Retailers Association President Jim Hallen remains optimistic.
It's really compressed more towards the August-September time frame. People are still in vacation mode during July and not concentrating on back to school.
8th District Congressman Mike Rogers here on WILS and in studio says he's disappointed over President Obama's proposed $100 billion research and development tax credit for businesses. Rogers spoke with WILS's Tony Conley this morning.
It is not something that's going to get people back hiring again. It just puts a little more permanence in that R&D tax credit. So that's a good thing. If he wants to make it permanent, I'm for it. But we're going to surpass $1.5 trillion in deficit spending.
And a new governor's race poll released today confirming what others have shown. The Mitchell Research and Communications Survey finds Republican Rick Snyder decisively leading Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero 53-26%. Classes kicking off today in the Lansing School District with Eastern High School getting special attention. The school, ranked among the state's most underperforming, now needs to present a turnaround strategy or face a potential takeover by the state. Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace discussed the situation with WILS's Tony Conley this morning.
They're beginning their work on creating a plan to accomplish that task. That plan is due to the state November 16th.
As teachers statewide return to the classroom, a Lansing union official is defending them against accusations that they're overpaid. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Lansing-based MEA spokesman Doug Pratt on this first day of school spoke this morning with WILS's Tony Conley, who said he had a discussion with a local citizen who feels teachers work only around 9 months out of the year and are overpaid as a result. She also feels that they write off insignificant school supplies that they purchase. But Pratt feels the complete opposite, saying that teachers are underpaid and work longer than 9 months for preparation purposes. And as far as the write-off goes,
when they're spending $1,000 a year on basics like paper and pencils and books, those are things that are integral to the learning process. So couldn't disagree more with her on pretty much every count.
Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
A new poll from Lansing-based Epic MRA finding the political right with a rare lead over the left, with 39% of respondents identifying themselves as Republican compared to 36% Democrat. Pollster Bernie Porn.
Normally, it is slightly more Democratic than Republican. It is in the 40-43% range, and the Republican is usually 38-40%.
September is the first ever Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, with about 1 in 4 teenagers in Michigan overweight or obese. Dr. Sarah Hample with Children's Mercy Hospitals and Clinics says children need balanced meals, physical activity, and support.
It really isn't very successful for kids to try to make these lifestyle changes by themselves when the rest of the family is not on board.
And Michigan State Troopers reporting at least 9 traffic fatalities during the Labor Day holiday weekend. That's 7 less than the 16 reported a year ago. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, high near 66. And tomorrow night, the clouds stick around, the low dipping down to the mid-40s. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.